主，我们感谢赞美你，你在历史中间继续用你的大能跟你的智慧显明你是上帝，你是历史的领导者，你也是给人类指定最后的方向，独一的救主。我们恳求你继续用你的恩爱带领我们，给我们回到你的面前。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。我们再从第七节开始来，再从第九节开始。
Let us look from verse 9, chapter 6 again.
所以你们祷告要这样说，一同，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。接下去十四、十五节，我自己读。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。我们读经就到这个地方，我们再次低头祷告。主啊，我们已经打开你的话，恳求你打开我们的心，你光照我们的思想，你引导我们的理性，好像我们思所想所明白所觉悟的都是在你的轨道，在你的旨意里面，好像我们可以行在正路里面。因为你为你自己的缘故，愿你苏醒我们的灵魂，引导我们走义路。感谢赞美你，我们为你的应许感谢你，为你的引导感谢你，为今天的聚会你要与我们同在感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名祈求你，阿们。我们上个礼拜已经讲到了有关系从第一个层次到第二层次人所遇到的困难。
We already mentioned last week the relationship problems we have between two entities.
耶稣基督讲到三件有关于神的事情的时候，
After Jesus talked about three things related to God,
你的名要被尊为圣，
That your name may be made hallowed,
你的国会降临到这个世界上，
That your kingdom will come on earth,
你的旨意会成全在地如同在天，
That your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这三件事是神的事，
These are three things related to God.
这件事是跟我们有关系的。
But this next one is related to us.
所以，当我们荣耀上帝的名的时候，
When we glorify the name of God,
主的名在全地就被尊为圣。
And the Lord's name will be hallowed in the whole world.
当我们一心依靠上帝的时候，
And when we are reliant on God,
我们就祷愿他的国降临到这个地上。
We pray and wish that His kingdom will come.
我们自己愿意遵行主的旨意的时候，
When we ourselves will do His will,
盼望他的旨意成全在地上，在我们身上，如同成全在天上。
We look forward to His will being done on earth as it is in heaven.
三是上帝的数目。
Three is the number of God.
四是上帝所造的人的数目。
But four is the number of men created by God.
主祷文接下去就提到人类的四大困难。
And so the Lord's prayer went into four areas of humanity.
也是四大需要。
Four great needs, four great difficulties.
四大挣扎。
Four great struggles.
或者人的四大难题。
Or four great challenges.
第一个难题是什么？
The first challenge.
我与物质之间的关系要怎么处理？
Is how do I deal with my relationship with the material?
第二个难题是什么呢？
The second challenge.
我与人之间的关系要怎么解决？
How do I deal with interpersonal relationship?
第三个难题是什么呢？
The third challenge.
我与犯罪跟试探魔鬼的工作，我要怎么样去处理？
How do I deal with sin and the work of Satan?
第四个难题是什么呢？
The fourth one.
一切邪恶的，一切有害的，一切危到我生命的，我求上帝给我解决。
I ask God for help towards evil and things that threatens my life.
第一件事情用什么事表达出来呢？
And the first challenge was expressed.
我们日用的饮食，求你今日赐给我们。
With the phrase, "Give us this day our daily bread."
这句话很清楚告诉我们，活在世界是需要物质的。
This phrase affirms that we need the material world.
我们不能过一个很属灵的生活，逃避现实的需要。
We cannot just live spiritual life and escape practical needs.
在工业革命以前，
before the industrial revolution,
还有很多很有钱的人，
there were many wealthy people.
大多数百姓是用血汗换取养生之物的。
But the most mass of the masses would struggle in their everyday life.
正像这个阿里斯多德所讲的话，
Aristotle once said,
人用他的血用他的汗换取他所需要的物质。
that we get our material needs using our sweat and our blood.
这是我们很高贵的职业。
And this is most honorable.
用你的血汗换来的物质需要，这是很尊贵的财之道。
And so it's honorable that you make your money through the sweat of your brow.
如果你用钱去生钱，这是很卑鄙之道。
And he considered the way you make money with money as most despicable.
2400年这句话。
2400 years ago, he said this.
是讽刺二十世纪的人只想赚钱而没有尽责任。
It is an insult to modern day people who make a lot of money without much effort.
今天谁是聪明人呢？
So who are the intelligent among us?
不必做工买股票就会发财的人。
You say, well, you don't have to work, you buy shares, you make a lot of money.
有钱借给人高利贷会发财。
Or you lend money to people, you make money from the interest.
阿里士多德的思想里面。
In the thoughts of Aristotle.
这是很卑鄙的。
This is considered most lowly.
就是没有道德的。
Without ethics.
觉得你可以发财。
Although you make a lot of money.
你可以得到很多的钱。
Of course you can be wealthy.
你的人生目的就降低到你为物质而活的人。
The purpose of your life will be lowered to a stage where you are working for money.
高贵人性的人。
But those who are noble.
利用物质达到超物质的价值。
Will use material to achieve supernatural values.
卑鄙的人，
but if you are lowly,
他用他自己生命最高贵的才能去放在为追求目的，就是为物质去满足的人。
You spend all your time and energy seeking after material goals.
那么这些这样的道，今天讲出来不受欢迎的。
But when you preach like that, people don't like it.
但我更怕的是，以后你一生做的事情到上帝面前，上帝说你不受欢迎。
But I'm more afraid that God will not find you a welcome party.
让我们基督徒懂得怎么处理这个事情。
So Christians need to have wisdom.
所以耶稣提到人活在世界上第一个困难是什么呢？
The first challenge that Jesus mentioned
就是我与物质之间的关系。
Is the relationship that I have with the material world.
是我为物质而活的呢？
Do I live because of the material world?
我的物质是为我存在而预备的。
Or is the material world ready for me?
我人生的目的是为了钱跟食物吗？
Is my purpose of my life money and food?
或者钱跟食物是供应我使我追求更高的目的呢？
Or things like money and food are they tools for me to achieve higher goals?
我相信很多人是模糊不清就过了一生。
I believe that many people just live their life without thinking about it.
为什么做得半死？
You work very hard.
为什么你要血流满后？这汗流满面才能糊口呢？
Why do you have to make a living with a lot of sweat?
因为你需要食物。
Because you need food.
所以耶稣基督说什么呢？
So Jesus Christ said,
我们日用的饮食求你今天赐给我们。
Give us this day our daily bread.
已经隐藏了你需要知足。
Implicitly it says you have to be contented.
包含了你不用贪心来处理你与物质之间的关系。
In this verse it tells you you are not to be greedy with material.
我们两个礼拜前已经讲了。
So 2 weeks ago we mentioned this.
讲完了这个困难以后，
After this challenge,
上个礼拜我们已经进到了第二个困难。
Last week we mentioned the second problem.
人活在世界上的第二个困难是什么呢？
What is our second challenge on earth?
人际关系的困难。
The challenge in interpersonal relationship.
Interpersonal relationship.
人际的关系。
Is the second problem in our life and our living.
是我们人生第二大的挑战。
有一个人做了很大的生意。
There was a person who was a very good big businessman.
人他说你这么大的事业最大的困难是什么呢？
And people are asking what's the biggest challenge?
是技术的问题吗？
Is it technical issue?
或者是管理的问题？
Maybe management issue?
或者是工具的问题？
Maybe about your tools?
是不是你要用各样的办法，各样新的机器才能发展你的事业？
Is it because your business need a lot of advanced modern equipment?
他回答说什么呢？
His answer was,
一生整个事业中的最困难的就是一个字，人。
He says the biggest challenge in my entire life is just one word. Human.
人是最难处理的。
That it is the hardest. Human beings are the hardest.
人的问题是最棘手的。
The human problems are the hardest to solve.
所以人是最可爱的。
So we are most lovable.
人也是最可恶的。
But we are also most despicable.
人是最容易处理的。
It is easiest to handle human beings.
人也是最难处理。
But also the hardest.
人所能产生的可能性。
The possibility of a human being
无止无尽的
is without boundaries.
所以你以为你可以驾驭人性各样的困难，人可能发生给你带来的困难，你永远没有想通的。
It is quite unimaginable the kind of challenges in the personal relationship can bring.
中国人把人跟事合在一起的时候
，When the Chinese put together the word human and matters,
事情是人事问题，不是事人问题。
And problem is about human being and their relationship.
人的问题解决了，事情很容易解决。
In other words, if you can solve the human problem, then all matters are easy to solve.
人的问题不能解决，什么事都不能解决。
But if you cannot solve the human problem, all matters are difficult.
为什么人的问题这么困难呢？
Why is it so difficult?
因为人是按照上帝的形象样式。
For we are made in the image and likeness of God.
人的可能性也好像他可以变成神，使你对他没有办法。
Our potential enables us to think that we can be like God.
所以圣经这节圣经就提到人事问题的一句重要的话。
And this Bible verse tells us an important phrase in human relationship.
我相信耶稣是历史上最伟大的 reductionist.
I do believe Jesus is the greatest reductionist in the world.
多么复杂的问题，他一句就把它解决了。
With a simple sentence, he described a most complicated situation.
多么多方面的需要，他用一个原则就把它处理了。
With a simple principle, he can deal with complexity.
人事的问题怎么解决呢？
Human relationship issue
就是饶恕的问题。
You solve it by forgiveness.
你要赦免人的错误。
You are to forgive the errors of others.
饶恕人的过犯。
And forgive their mistakes.
那么是跟神饶恕我们，我们饶恕人是有密切的关系的。
It is deeply related to the forgiveness we receive from God.
提到人第二难题的时候。
So the second challenges of humanity.
耶稣说你要这么祷告。
Jesus said, pray this way.
求你赦免我们的过犯。
And forgive us our debts.
如同我们赦免别人对我们的过犯。
As we also have forgiven our debtors.
饶恕我们的罪。
In other words, forgive my sin.
如同我们饶恕别人的罪。
As I have forgiven the sins of others.
这个是提到 interpersonal relationship.
这是人际之间的关系。
人际之间的关系是最大的社会问题。
It is the greatest social problems.
人际关系什么意思呢？
And what does it mean in the personal relationship?
位格与位格之间怎么搞好？
It is a relationship between two entities.
那么这两个位格
these two entities,
里面的复杂性是很难完全去把它算出来的。
Has complexity that cannot be measured.
那么位格跟位格的同时存在。
When two entities coexist,
就产生了一定要解决怎么才能和谐，怎样不制造纷争。
There will be situation where you need to have harmony.
2400年以前
2400 years ago,
希腊的哲学家 Empedocles,
Empedocles, a Greek philosopher,
讲了一句很重要的话
said something most important.
世界万有只有两个原则可以去改变他们之间的关系。
He said there are only two principles that can manage relationship between all things.
第一个原则就是爱的原则。
The first principle would be the principle of love.
第二个原则就是恨的原则。
The second, the principle of hatred.
在哪一个环境中间有爱的存在，大家会聚居，会结合，会协调，会和平。
Wherever there's love, people will come together and have harmony.
And can have the peace. 那么当这个爱在哪里的时候
，Wherever love is found，
问题都可以解决了。
Problems can be solved。
但是当恨的原则进来的时候
，But if the principle of hatred comes，
人与人之间的关系就破裂了。
Human relationship is broken，
社会就崩析了。
The society will fall，
整个宇宙就变成破坏，变成完全毁灭了。
The entire universe will then be destroyed。
这两个原则到底是这么重要吗？
So is it true that these two principles are so important?
是的
，it is.
那么这两个原则是感情超过物质的事情。
They are things relating to emotion, not material.
这个感情的真正的源头在哪里呢
？The true source of these emotions.
哲学家没有答案。
Cannot be found from the philosophers.
圣经告诉我们
，But the Bible says,
上帝就是爱。
God is love.
所以用神的爱处理一切的事情都可以解决。
So you can solve all problems using the love of God.
与上帝的爱相违背的原则就是恨。
The things that's opposite the love of God is hatred.
哪里有恨，哪里就有利益，哪里就有破解，哪里就有完全破灭的意义在里面。
And when hatred is found, you have division, you have destruction.
Empedocles 把世界的万有用四种元素来做解释。
Empedocles described the world with four elements.
当然这个可以讨论，因为每一种哲学都不一样的。
But of course, all philosophers have their own thoughts.
当时所知道的元素是四个。
They only knew like there were four elements. First,
就是土
the soil.
第二
the second,
就是火
fire.
第三
the third,
就是气
air.
第四
the fourth,
就是热能
heat.
那么这些东西呢，把万有连在一起。
So he believed that these four elements join everything together.
所以当火跟土在一起的时候
，So when fire comes together with earth，
产生干燥
，You will have dryness。
当水跟土在一起的时候
But when water comes with soil,
产生草湿
you have humidity.
那么这四样轮流在交换他们的关系的时候
and when the four are interrelated,
产生了宇宙的万象
then you have the entire universe.
万象的分裂
and as the entire universe segregates itself,
恨的存在越来越厉害
the existence of hatred will become greater.
万象的和谐
but when there's harmony,
爱的存在产生越来越显明
the existence of love will become very prominent.
这是古希腊哲学里面提出来的事情
This is ancient Greek philosophy.
今天我们当然不是在谈哲学的问题
Of course, we are not talking about philosophical problems.
但人际的关系是很重要的
Interpersonal relationship is most important.
人际的关系要从哪里带到真正的榜样呢
But where will you find true example?
像你就看见基督教的思想跟所有宗教不同地方就显明出来了
And here you will see the difference between Christian thoughts and all other thoughts.
基督教的上帝不是人造出来的
The Christian God is not a creation of human mind.
不是木头不是石头可以建成功的
Not something that you make from a wood or stone.
上帝是个灵
God is spirit.
所以你不能用物质去了解上帝
So you cannot understand God from a material way.
圣经告诉上帝是三位一体的
The Bible says that God is trio.
所以你不能用自己的想象去明白上帝
You cannot understand it with your imagination.
三位是一位
Three is one.
一位是三位
One is three.
所以我们用逻辑很难明白
Not possible to understand with logic.
虽然不是逻辑所能明白的
Although it is beyond logic.
它别绝对不是违背逻辑的
It is not illogical.
它是超逻辑的
But translogical.
英国的哲学家 John Locke 的思想里面
And in the thoughts of the British thinker John Locke.
与人的思想逻辑有关的应当分成三个部分不是两个部分
He thinks that things relating to logic can be seen in three areas.
因为很多人就说这个合理这个不合理这个不合理这个合理两部分
Some people think there's only two logic and illogic.
是从 John Locke 以后
But after John Locke,
他就提到第三个可能性
He proposed the third possibility.
Something could be called rational.
有一些东西可以说是逻辑性
opposite should be called contra-rational
相反的就是非逻辑的
is it only these two alternatives
是不是只有这两样可以选择
他说 no
不是
there must be another field another realm another class different from these two
应该有另外一个领域完全跟这两个不一样
what is that realm
那这个领域在哪里
supra-rational
就是超逻辑
合理不合理不合理合理把一切万有只分成这两种，这是太肤浅的事情。
Anything is most shallow to consider things as logical or illogical.
合理的事情我们很容易接受。
We can accept things that are reasonable.
不合理的事情我们很难明白。
And we cannot understand things that are unreasonable.
但是不明白的事情不是单单不合理的事情。
But things that you cannot understand does not only be unreasonable.
不明白的事情应该有另外超理的问题在里面。
He said that there must be something that transcends it.
许多基督教的信仰就是超理的这个范围里面产生。
And so much of Christian thoughts are translogic.
我相信 John Locke 这方面的哲学是非常富有原创性的这个才能的。
I do believe that John Locke is most creative and original.
三位一体不在合理不合理的地步里面。
And so the triune God is not in the realm of logic and illogic.
三位一体是在超理的范围里面。
But in the realm of translogic.
所以就当你的理降服在超理的下面权威之下顺服的时候你才能可以接受这个东西。
And so when your reason is subjected to transcendence reason, then you can accept it.
很多反对基督徒的人
Many people who oppose Christians.
先把凡事不合理的都认为背理的。
They first assume that anything that's illogical is unreasonable.
先轻看先侮辱就没有谦卑的心领受超理可能性给他们的启发。
And so they despise you, they laugh at you, and so they cannot accept the revelation to come.
我们相信
We believe
全世界最聪明的人
The most intelligent person in the world
也没有办法用被造的理性去明白造理性的真理的本体。
Still cannot possibly understand the truth that has created your logic.
We cannot understand with our created logic about the supralogical creator who created all things in logical realm. 这个就是神自己才能给我们明白。
Because only God himself can help us understand.
所以启示就在超逻辑的范围里面。
Revelation of God belongs to translogic.
上帝不是逻辑的产品。
God is not the product of your logic.
上帝是制造产生创造人跟人理性的创造者
On the contrary, God is the creator of logic, intellectual and reasoning
那我们从启示里不得不接受
And so the revelation ought to be accepted.
那位超理的上帝是三位的。
That the translogical God is trio.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
三个位格共同存在。
The three persons of God coexist.
就变成了可能产生 community 的唯一基础。
It becomes the only foundation of true community.
我再讲一次啊。
I say this again.
The coexistence of three persons at the same time is the only absolute necessity to cause us understand what is community. 所以这个整个 community 的成功。
So the success of this community.
是因为不同位格共同存在。
Comes about because of the coexistence.
每个位格要去尊重别的位格。
Each person needs to respect the other one.
每个位格要去了解别的位格。
And need to understand the other person.
这个不同位格的存在需要的内聚的力量就是 Epictetus 所讲的爱。
And this coexistence is based on what Epictetus says, love.
所以爱把所有的位格连在一起。
Love joins the three persons together.
社会可能达到和平。
That's why you can have peace in your society.
世界可以达到大同。
You can have universalism in the world.
就中国哲学最高的目标是什么呢？
The highest aim of Chinese philosophy.
天人合一。
Is to be one with heaven.
世界大同。
Universal peace.
天下为公。
That the whole world.
这些话我们一直背，背来背去还是不懂到底是什么。
We always memorize this without knowing what it means.
除非神的爱在我们社会中间。
Unless the love of God is in our society.
这些都是最好听的理论，最不实际的空谈。
These things will become empty talk and empty theories.
但如果上帝的爱在其中的时候。
But if the love of God is found.
我们的社会马上变化了。
Our society will immediately be transformed.
好的教会。
A good church
就是这种天下为公的一个榜样。
Is an example for the entire world.
基督徒彼此相爱。
When Christians love one another,
就是人可以看见天国降临在我们中间的一个模范。
People will then see an example of heaven on earth.
这些我们所追求的目标。
And all these goals that we seek after.
真正的根基就是三位一体上帝彼此相爱的事实。
The true source of the foundation is the love of the triune God to one another.
当然这方面这个 Tillich 有很好的解释。
In this, Tillich has very good explanation.
但是他其中把上帝就是爱。
But for him, God is love.
儿子就是爱的对象。
And son, the son is the object of love.
圣灵就是爱的关系的本身。
And Holy Spirit is the relationship in love itself.
我们不继续讨论他的思想。
And this is his thought.
但我们感谢上帝。
But we give thanks to God.
圣父爱圣子，圣子爱圣灵，圣灵爱圣子，圣子爱圣父，圣父爱圣灵，圣灵爱圣父。要不要跟我讲一次？我全部忘记了，很简单，父子子灵，灵子子父，父灵灵父。大家说一二三，上帝爱圣子，圣子爱圣灵，圣灵爱圣子，圣子爱圣父，圣父爱圣灵，圣灵爱圣父。你 repeat it， 就是这样简单。
It's very simple.
所以这个呢，就是 the absolute necessity of the example and the power。Of love in community.
这是上帝彼此相爱，对我们来讲是一个绝对的必须。看见彼此相爱的模范。
你说汤姆斯，你每次解一节圣经讲的啰啰嗦嗦一大堆。
Doctor Tom, one verse you speak so long.
那我告诉你啊
，But I tell you，
我本身是不愿意随便把一两节看了，我就以为我懂，就这样自己欺骗着我，不要这样。
I don't want to deceive myself by reading a verse and say, "Well, I know everything."
要真正查出里面真正的意义是什么。
I really want to find out the true meaning.
尽量把我的思想告诉你们。
And want to share my thoughts with you.
因为我解经的时候几乎不是参考任何一本书。
My expository preaching is not largely based on what I read.
我一生的讲道也不是把别人的搬来给你听，不是。
And if, when I preach, I don't copy from other people.
每一篇都是我继续不断深入思想，深入考察，结果我得到那些自己感到比较满意的明白，我就分享给你们。
And every sermon came about because of deep, deep, profound thought. And I share with you what I'm satisfied with.
同样一篇东西我讲的，你在解经书里面看不见的。
And so the same topic you won't find it in other commentaries.
因为这是神给我自己挣扎，自己在困难的中间寻找明白所领受的果子。
And this is the fruit that God allowed me to have as I seek, as I search.
圣父、圣子、圣灵三个位格之间的关系。
The relationship between God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
上帝按自己形象而被造的人与人际之间关系，永永远远 的榜样。
Becomes the example for us for all eternity. People made in the image and likeness of God.
那么他们的关系是爱建立起来。
And their relationship is joined by love.
我们也应当如此。
So this must be the case for us.
孔子说忠恕之道有一点靠近这个思想。
Confucius' idea of relationship between different people has the same idea.
Faithfulness and forgiveness.
With faithfulness and forgiveness.
Faithfulness and understanding.
就是彼此之间的理解。
有什么东西我可以终身受用无穷？
What are the things that can help me for the rest of my life?
什么东西你要告诉我，给我一生一世要遵循的吗？
Would you teach me something that can last forever?
孔子把人伦分成五常。
Confucius think that there are five areas.
第一个关系。
The first relationship.
王跟臣民之间的关系。
The relationship between the ruler and his subjects.
第二。
Second.
是父亲与儿女之间的关系。
The relationship between father and his children.
第三。
Third.
是这一个。兄弟之间的关系。
The relationship between siblings.
第三是夫妻之间的关系。
Fourth, third is relationship between husband and wife.
第四是兄弟之间的关系。
Fourth, siblings.
第二是朋友之间的关系。
And then friends.
所以君臣、父子、夫妻、困众跟朋友。
And so all these different relationships from the ruler to your friends.
所以中国人在整个世界历史中间有举足轻重的地位。
And the reason why the Chinese have influence in human history.
中国人谈的就是人际关系的这个大困难。
Is because the Chinese deal with the challenges of human relationship.
这些问题完全明白的时候。
When you are able to solve and understand this.
你懂得怎么叫做齐家治国平天下。
You then know how to take care of your own family, rule over the country, and have conquest the whole world.
人际关系在中国哲学里面谈的这么多。
And so in Chinese philosophy, human relationship is most important.
但是人际关系在耶稣的话语里面只有一句话。
But Jesus Christ only used one word.
饶恕我们的罪。
That forgive our debts.
如同我们饶恕别人的罪。
As we also have forgiven our debtors.
就这样一句话。
One sentence.
所以我说耶稣是 the greatest reductionist.
So I say Jesus is the greatest reductionist.
忠恕下面对上面叫做忠。
And in Chinese, 忠恕 it means faithfulness to your superior.
上面对下面叫做恕。
And 恕 is when your superior treats you well.
做君王的了解百姓的痛苦。
Your ruler should understand the pain and suffering of the people.
百姓忠于他们的元首。
The subject should be loyal to their ruler.
做丈夫的爱他的妻子，知道他的困难。
The husband need to love the wife and know her problem.
做妻子的效忠于丈夫，为整个家奋斗。
And the wife need to be subjected to the husband who fight for the family.
父母的明白他儿女的处境。
The father need to understand the problem of the children.
儿女的孝顺父亲。
And the children are filial.
那么这样呢，夫妻、父子、昆仲、君臣、朋友，都在忠恕之道中间结合起来了。
And so all these relationships are all described in one entity.
那么这个里面最重要的是什么呢？
But the most important thing here.
耶稣提到神赦免人。
Jesus Christ mentioned how God has forgiven us.
受赦免的人应当再赦免别人。
And because you have been forgiven, you ought to forgive others.
主啊，赦免我们的罪。
Oh Lord, forgive me my debts.
如同我们免了别人的罪。
As we have also forgiven our debtors.
这两句话能够真正行出来。
If you are truly able to do this,
世界就太平了。
You will have peace in the world.
那为什么用饶恕这个字呢？
Why is the word forgiven, forgive you?
赦免这个字呢？
And the word forgiven.
人与人之间很难躲避，很难避免不必要的冲突跟误会的事情。
For it is almost impossible to have no conflict between relationship.
跟人的关系怎么样呢？
Our relationship with others.
刚刚认识的时候都很快乐。
When we first meet each other, we are quite happy.
刚刚第一次见面，很可爱。
First time we look at each other, quite good.
后来一直看，一直看。
The more we look at each other,
看出毛病了。
You will discover your errors.
一直在一起相处。
If you live together,
发现缺点了。
You will find your weaknesses.
过几十年的生活。
If a few decades pass,
知道到什么东西都已经详尽的了解到细节了。
And you have in-depth understanding of the other person.
是刚恋爱的时候像天仙一样。
So when you first fall in love, the other person is like an angel.
吵架以后呢，像鬼一样的。
But when you quarrel, it looks like a devil.
我第一次看到都马上爱受吸引，非他不娶，非他不嫁。
First time you meet your lover, you say, "I got to marry this person."
这个叫做呢，一见钟情。
Fall in love on the first sight.
但是呢，西洋的人除了这句，还有另外一句。
The Westerner has another sentence.
At the first sight,
love at first sight.
Fall in love. A first fight, you decide to divorce.
但是你一打起架来的话，一吵起架就赶快
离婚。一见面就爱的。
You love in first sight.
一吵架就离婚了。
Divorce on the first fight.
所以我们看人其实很可爱，越看越讨厌，对不对？
So it's a case for a lot of us.
你看你父亲，越看越讨厌。
You look at your father, sometimes you hate him after a while.
你看你的老公，越看越讨厌。
You look at your husband after a while, you don't like him.
那为什么不离婚呢？
Then why don't you get a divorce?
因为你不诚实。
Because you're not honest.
因为你怕离婚以后。
You are afraid that after the divorce.
带来三个灾祸。
There are three dangers.
第一个灾祸呢？
First one.
人不容纳你。
People will reject you.
名声扫地。
And you have no bad reputation.
为了社会的关系。
In order you maintain your social status.
你没有离婚。
You don't get a divorce.
第二。
Second.
如果一离婚呢？
Once you get a divorce.
孩子就看不起你。
The children will look down on you.
别人更看不起你的孩子。
Other people look down on your kids.
家庭的压力使你不离婚。
And so the pressure of this family prohibits you from divorce.
你不离婚。
You don't get a divorce.
你怕得罪神明。
You are afraid of offending the gods.
宗教的压力使你不离婚。
Religious pressure.
People are not divorcing because they have three pressures.
人家不离婚有三种的压力。
Religious pressure.
宗教的压力。
还有 family pressure
家庭的压力，
还有 social pressure
还有从社会来的压力，
勉强好好结婚，好好过夫妻的生活，到死感谢上帝他走了。
And so people, you know, last it all the way until the spouse died, and you thank God.
人际关系很难，对不对？
So human relationship are most difficult.
有没有可能一个丈夫从来没有得罪他太太？
Is it possible for a husband never to offend a wife?
有没有可能一个太太从来没有得罪她丈夫？
Or a wife who has never offended her husband.
我不是讲性的问题啊。
I'm not talking about sex.
可能是态度的问题。
It may be your attitude.
语言的问题。
Maybe your language.
或者对某种事情执着。一直不悟的问题
or your stubbornness over certain matters
人与人之间的摩擦
the conflict we have with other people
一次发生了
once it happened
可能火就不能熄灭了
perhaps you cannot extinguish the fire
人一次因你的话语受伤
sometimes when people are hurt because of a sentence
几十年都不能忘记了
for decades they cannot forget
人与人之间一次的摩擦
and just one conflict
可能使你印象永远不能再消灭了
the impression will stick with you for the rest of your life
人际的关系是很困难的事
so human relationship is most difficult
那我们第一个困难就是生存食物身体的需要这一个关系的困难
and so the first challenge is the material possessions problem
第二个困难就是我与人之间怎么相处社会中间怎么样彼此尊重我得罪人怎么解决这人事的问题
and second one human relationship how do we live with others and forgive each
other 这个问题耶稣说
and Jesus said
你要这么祷告
you are to pray in this way
父啊
Father
赦免我的过犯
forgive us our debts
如同我赦免了别人的过犯
as we also have forgiven our debtors
那么这句话在讲什么呢
what is this verse mean
这句话在讲你祷告求上帝赦免你
it tells us that when we pray we ask for forgiveness from God
当你说主啊你赦免我的罪的时候
but when you say oh God forgive my debts
耶稣讲的第二句话变得很奇怪了
the second sentence become quite odd
你赦免我的罪如同我赦免人的罪
forgive us our debt as we also forgiven other debtors
耶稣一定讲错了
so maybe Jesus was wrong
他一定搞乱的
maybe he was confused
因为他意思是说上帝啊你赦免我好像我已经赦免人你要说我因为我赦免人你要赦免我
It seems that you are telling God that because I have forgiven other people so you've got to forgive me now
你什么资格命令上帝呢
It's like as if you're commanding God
你有什么权柄要求上帝呢
What sort of power do you have to demand of God
上帝啊你要赦免我的罪因为我已经赦免别人的罪现在你要这样做对不对
God you've got to do this for me because I've already forgiven others
这节圣经是完全好像跟真理不符合的
And so this verse doesn't seem to be in line with the truth.
我曾经很惊奇地发现
I was quite astonished at one time.
怎么可以说上帝你要赦免我因为我已经赦免别人了
How can you tell God to forgive you because you have forgiven others?
你要上帝效法你吗
You want God to follow your example?
你要上帝跟着你的脚步走
You want God to follow your footsteps?
如果你赦免我吧
Oh God forgive me
好像我赦免别人
As I have also forgiven others.
应当我像你怎么变成你像我呢
I should be like you not the other way around.
应当神赦免我才能赦免别人
God should forgive me that I can forgive
others. 怎么变成你要赦免我因为我已经赦免别人了
Why did he say forgive me as I have forgiven others?
这句话你误解的时候
When you misunderstand this verse
你的灵性会很可怜的
Your spirituality will be most pathetic
你的信仰会破产的
Your faith will go into bankruptcy
神永远是主动者
For God forever is dynamic
神的创造是出于他创造旨意的主动计划
His creation comes from his own initiative to create.
他的救赎是出于他愿意拯救人的主动计划。
His salvation came about because he was willing to save us.
他的启示工作是根据他愿意主动启示我们的计划。
His revelation is based on his own willingness to reveal himself to us.
His creation work, his redemption work, and his revelation work are all derived from his initiativity to plan how to create, how to redeem, and how to reveal. 所以神永远是主动者。
So forever it is based on his own
initiative. 那么我们在被造的事情，
and we are passive.
我们是被动的。
We are passive in creation.
救赎的事情，
but in the matter of salvation,
我们是被动的。
We are passive.
我们也明白启示的事情上，
in trying to understand his revelation, we are also passive.
那你怎么可以说上帝，你赦免我的罪，如同我赦免别人的罪呢？
So not possible to ask God to forgive me because I've forgiven others.
岂非你要他变成被动者吗？
Unless you want God to be passive.
那是灵恩派所做的事情。
That is the charismatic thinking.
我动摇上帝的手。
I shake the hands of God.
我提醒他要做一些事情。
I remind him to do something for me.
你的上帝被动。
Your God is so very passive.
你不动，他就不摇了。
That if you don't move,
你不提醒他就忘记了。
You don't remind him, he forgets.
这种诗歌早就撕破，丢在垃圾堆里面。
This side of him, you need to tear it up and throw it away.
这种诗歌是从错误的神论产生出来的错误的文学。
It is the wrong literature from the wrong thinking.
从圣经整个的教训来看。
From the teaching of the entire Bible,
神永远是主动的。
God forever takes the initiative.
那么如果神是主动的，
if that were the case,
你怎么可以说你赦免我吧，如同我赦免别人？
How can you say forgive me as I've already forgiven others?
耶稣的教训这么伟大，就是这一次讲错了。
You say, well, Jesus is great. This is one mistake.
你敢说耶稣讲错吗？
Then you say that Jesus said the wrong thing.
你说我不敢，因为我总是顺服，错了也顺服。
You say, well, even it's wrong, I'm obedient.
那这种顺服是没有价值的。
This sort of obedience has no value.
你只能说我没有正就明白以前，因为我的误解，我可能以为他错。
You can only admit that you may have misunderstood what Jesus meant.
那么到底耶稣错吗？
Was Jesus wrong?
没有错。
No.
怎么知道他没有错呢？
How do you know he was not wrong?
你要从你的误解中间进到正解，你才会知道他没有错。
You must be delivered from your misunderstanding.
那我怎么样解决这一个很难的，这一个已经结在一起的时间呢？
But how do I unravel this knot?
圣经告诉我们说，
The Bible says,
祷告这一句话。父啊，赦免我们的人，他是谁？
Who is the person who pray forgive us our debts?
主祷文是非基督徒的祷告吗？
The Lord's prayer is it a prayer of the non-Christian?
主祷文是基督徒的祷告。
It is a prayer of the Christians.
现在我问你。
So I ask you.
The Lord's prayer is a prayer of the pagan people or the prayer of the children of God?
主祷文是非基督徒的祷告还是基督徒的祷告？
哪一种祷告？
Which one?
啊？为什么呢？
Why is it the Christian prayer?
因为第一句话讲出来的。
Because the first sentence is
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上。
Non-Christian have no privilege to call God their Father in heaven.
非基督没有这个特权称上帝为他的父。
Pagan never know they have a Father in heaven.
不认识上帝人从不知道在天上有父。
For the non-believer sinners, they are not given the privilege to call upon God as their Father.
而罪人非信徒都没有这个特权称上帝为他们的父亲。
所以这个祷告绝对不是非基督徒祷告。
So absolutely not for the non-Christians.
这个祷告只能是基督徒的祷告。
The prayer must be for Christians alone.
也就是已经成了神儿女的祷告。
In other words, people who are already His children.
已经成了神的儿女的才能说天上的父啊。
That's why you can call God your Father.
就是跟约翰福音第一章说的完全吻合的事情。
The same with John chapter 1 verse 12.
他来到自己的地方，自己的人倒不接待他。
He came into the world and his own people did not accept him.
他创造的世界也不认识他。
His world that he's created also does not recognize him.
不认识他，不接待他。
They don't recognize him. They don't receive him.
这位上帝是非常难过的。
So it grieves God.
耶稣到自己犹太人中间来。
Jesus Christ came among the Jews.
犹太人民族认为是神把他们拣选做选民的。
The Jewish people think of themselves as elect.
这些所谓自己上帝选民的，把耶稣基督钉在十字架上，拒绝他。
But God's elect crucified Jesus Christ and rejected him.
约翰第一章第十二节告诉我们。
So John chapter 1 verse 12 says,
凡接待他的。
For whoever accepts him,
他就赐给他们权柄做上帝的儿女。
He gives them the authority to become children of God.
从这里我们到了一个新的看法了。
So we see a new area.
一个人有权柄做上帝的儿女。
That when you have the power to become children of God,
他就有权柄称上帝是天上的父。
You can then call God your father.
当你称上帝为天上的父的时候
，And when you call him your father,
表示他已经拯救你了。
It means that he has already saved you.
他已经重生你了。
Have given you new birth.
他已经赐给你救赎的恩典
and given you the grace of salvation.
他已经赐给你赦罪的经验了
and the experience of forgiveness.
主已经赦免你了
so God has already
主已经拯救你了
already saved you.
主已经把儿子的身份给你了
and the Lord has given you the status of a child.
你才能说天上的父啊
that is why you call him my father.
这样的祷告
this sort of prayer
是向已经赦免你的罪的上帝的祷告。
It's a prayer towards a God who has already forgiven you.
那么上帝已经赦免你的罪。
And God has already forgiven you.
为什么你又要祷告说，父啊，赦免我的罪，如同我们赦免得罪我们的人。
So why do you still say, forgive us our debts as we've forgiven those?
到底你需要几次的赦罪呢？
How many forgiveness do you need?
上帝赦免你的罪。
God forgive your sin.
从罪人的身份拯救你，变成义人，变成他的儿女。
And save you from a sinner into a righteous child of him.
这是常常的吗？
Is this happen all the time?
这是多次的吗？
Multiple times?
我这是一次的。
Or only once?
我常常问你，你都不敢回答。
You dare not answer my questions.
因为你们做基督徒很久，每一件事都没有把握。
Because very often we don't have confidence in any matter.
每一件道理都没有定见。
And we have no definition of the lessons.
这是今天基督教很大的一个败笔。
This is a great weakness of the modern day Christianity.
我们已经做了这事，做了长老，做了几十年会友的人。给外面的人问一句，你就不知道怎么回答。
You can be an elder deacon or have been church in a long time, and people ask you a question you cannot answer.
我在问你。
I ask you again.
我们到主的面前求赦罪。
When we come and ask for forgiveness before the Lord,
到底需要几次
？How many times do you need?
回答。
Answer me.
啊？慢慢，讲什么你啊？我们到上帝的面前求赦罪，一生需要几次？
How many times in our life do we call upon God for forgiveness?
你很乱
It's very confusing.
你不知道怎么回答
You don't know the answer.
因为你现在两难之中
You are in the midst of two difficulties.
所以我把你的乱告诉你
Let me explain to you.
当你悔改那一天
The day when you repented.
主啊，我是罪人
You say, Oh Lord, I'm a sinner.
主啊，你为我死了
That you have died for me.
求你赦免我的罪
Forgive my sin.
你要什么
What are you asking for?
你要得救
You want to be saved.
你要从罪人变成义人。
From the sinner to the righteous.
你要从浪子变成神的儿女。
Prodigal son to the child of God.
主啊，接纳我吧。
Oh Lord, accept me.
我承认我的罪。
I confess my sin.
我接受耶稣做我的救主。
I accept Jesus as my personal savior.
我求你赦免我的罪。
I ask that you forgive my sin.
拯救我的灵魂。
Save my soul.
这种求主赦罪、拯救灵魂的祷告，一生需要几次
？This sort of prayer, how many times in your life?
五次。
Five times.
你只需要一次。
You need it once.
这个叫做地位的转变。
This is where your status is changed.
From being a dirty sinner,
从一个卑微的罪人
to be adopted and transformed into a sanctified saints.
成为一个圣洁上帝的子民。
从罪人变成圣徒。
From a sinner to a saint.
这只有一次。
You do it once.
你悔改。
You repent,
你认罪
you confess,
你求主赦免你
you ask for forgiveness,
这个你一生只需要一次
you only need to do it once in your life.
那么一次完了以后
After that,
要不要主赦免你的罪啊
Do you want the Lord to forgive your sin?
还需要吗
Do you need it?
需要几次
How many times more?
又是另外一次
Another time、
啊、你笑什么我问你赦罪悔改成为上帝的儿女这种祈求一生只需要一次。
You need only one prayer where your status is changed.
那么你继续不断求主赦免你，赦免你，这种是什么赦免呢
？And the second type of forgiveness.
这种需要几次呢
？How many times do you call?
你们回答。
Answer me.
啊，需要每时每刻。
You need to do it moment by moment.
无数不能数算数目的。
Numerous times.
什么意思呢
What does it mean?
I should be sanctified and changed from the sinner's status to be a saint, holy people of God.
从地位来说，我从罪人的身份转变成为上帝的圣徒。
But for my daily living,
但是我每一天的生活
Anytime when I commit sin again,
每一时每一刻我犯罪的时候
I need to call upon God forgive my sin again. I want to be purified. I want to keep my pure holy life before you.
我在上帝面前要有圣洁的生活，所以我时常要认罪，要悔改。
这个是每时每刻的。
This happens moment by moment.
我告诉你
I tell you,
你的眼睛已经很干净了。
Your eyes are already very clean.
那么够了吗？
Is that enough?
你就可以眼睛睁大大，从早到晚一直这样睁。
You can just open your eye without blinking. No, you can't do that.
上帝会给你的眼皮常常自己动来动去的。
I got to allow your eyelid to blink.
为什么呢
？Why?
当你的 eyelid 动下来再上去的时候
，When you are blinking,
you are lubricated with the best lubrication oil in the universe.
你在整个宇宙用最好的润滑油。
为什么呢
？Why?
你的这个润滑油是很细很细的。
It's a very fine lubricant.
很淡很淡的。
And very thin.
很滑很滑的。
And very smooth.
很透明很透明。
Very transparent.
不像你汽车的那个油一样。
Like your petrol.
如果你用汽车的那个 lubrication oil 来擦你的眼睛。
If you use the lubrication oil in your car for your eyes.
擦完了你晚上睡觉。
And then you go to sleep.
第二天起来。
The second day when you're awake.
它就粘在那边了。
It will glue you, your eye together.
睁不开了。
You cannot open it.
所以每天早上到医生去开刀一次。
You have to go for surgery.
你以后就瞎眼了。
You will become blind.
所以我告诉你。
I tell you.
神最伟大。
God is the greatest.
神的创造最奇妙。
Creation most wonderful.
神在你眼睛里面所给的润滑油是没有一个工厂有办法做出来的。
The lubricant in your eye cannot be reproduced by any human factory.
那么你不知不觉中间呢？
And you do it unknowingly.
正在注意听到的时候
，When you listen to a sermon,
每一分钟
，Every minute,
大概有十二次
，Maybe 12 times.
你算一下
，Blinking
几秒钟
，How many seconds you blink again?
那如果你算，那你什么事你不必做，一天到晚算你几次
？If you count it, you don't do anything else but count your blinks.
你不必算他自己
，But you don't do it.
有的人一分钟八次
，Some people blink eight times a minute.
因为太注意了。
Because they pay careful attention.
有的人一分钟十二次。
Some people bring 12 times a minute.
平常的应用。
It's a normal use.
有的人一分钟十八次。
Sometimes bring 18 times.
因为有时候他不舒服。
Because you're not well.
有的人一分钟五十六次。
Sometimes 56 times.
因为他眼睛坏了。
Because your eyes is damaged.
但是无论如何，没有一个人眼睛不闪的。
No matter what, it's not possible not to bring. It's not possible not to bring.
不停止的。
It's not possible.
每天需要的。
You need it every day.
常年需要的。
You do it all year long.
永远不停止的。
Forever.
这个是永永远远需要的。
Something you need for your life.
这个就是 every second, every moment to be sanctified again with a new lubrication oil function.
所以就好像润滑油一样，每时每刻我们都需要被洁净。
You say, Lord, cleanse me.
所以你说主啊，洁净我。
Make me a regenerated person,
使我成为一个再一次重生的一个人。
Accept me as your child from this day on.
从今天开始接受我成为你的儿女。
Forgive my sin of all my life. I accept you today.
来，今天我接受你，你赦免我一生的罪。
That only once.
你这样的祷告一次而已。
After that.
除此以外
God, please refresh me again.
每一天你就要上帝重新来洁净我们的生命。
Purify me again.
来再一次的使我洁净。
Forgive my sin again.
来原谅我的过犯。
现在我问你
So I ask you now.
这个祷告是要悔改得救的祷告，或者要常常过圣洁生活的祷告？
What sort of prayer is this? Is this a prayer for you to change status or prayer for sanctification?
Answer me.是第二种，对不对
？It's the second time.
所以你的父啊，赦免我的罪。
So you say, forgive us our debts.
如同我们赦免别人的罪。
As we have also forgiven our debtors.
当你以儿子的身份向天父祷告的时候
，When you pray to the Father as a son,
你已经经历了上帝先赦免你，使你成为他的儿女。
You have first experienced his forgiveness that you become children of God.
已经做了他的儿女以后。
You have already become his children.
你用主给你儿子的身份跟权柄再向他祷告。
As the status of the Son of God, you pray again.
那么你求主常常给你有圣洁的保守。
that he will always protect you in your purity.
这个跟没有得救的情形是不一样的。
Very different from before you are saved.
你没有得救以前
，before you are saved，
就是神感动你
，God will move you。
然后你被动的向上帝祷告
，and passively you pray to God。
上帝在主动的赦免你的罪
，and God uses initiative to forgive your sin。
你得救以后
，after you are saved，
你就要主动去赦免别人。
Then you must actively forgive others。
如果你没有去赦免别人
，if you don't do that，
表示你没有生命
，it means you have no life。
有了生命以后，就有新生活。
Because with this new life, there's a new
lifestyle.
With faith comes action.
信心没有行为是什么？
Faith without action is death.
你说主啊，我已经得救了。
You say, Oh Lord, I'm already
saved. 我有新的生命了。
I have a new life.
我有信心，我就要有行为。
I have faith, I must.
因为有信心没有行为是死的。
Faith without work is dead.
所以现在我蒙了赦免了。
Now I've been forgiven.
我得救了。
I've been saved.
我就要去赦免别人。
I must now forgive.
这样你是因为上帝主动爱你，你被他感动，被动去爱别人。
Because God first loved you, and you are moved by God to love others.
那么你过这种生活以后呢
？After you live this kind of lifestyle,
你才有权柄再回到上帝面前。
Then you are qualified to come before God.
你祷告说：“父啊，赦免我的罪，如同我们赦免了别人的罪。
”And say, "Forgive my debts, I have forgiven my debtors."
所以这句话耶稣没有讲错。
So Jesus was not wrong.
是我们常常误解他里面的意思。
But we are mistaken about him.
基督徒你要学习。
But Christians need to learn this.
赦免别人。
To forgive others.
赦免别人。
Forgive others.
人得罪人是不能免的。
You cannot avoid offending other people.
绊倒别人的事也不能免的。
And neither can you avoid causing others to fall.
但是耶稣讲一句很可怕的话。
But Jesus said something most horrifying.
你绊倒了人。
If you cause others to fall.
不如用大磐石把你绑住，把你丢在海里去沉死吧。
You might as well wear a giant millstone and jump into the lake.
所以我们不可以主动去绊倒人。
So do not do this sort of thing deliberately.
我们不可以故意去得罪人。
We cannot offend others deliberately.
这是神绝对不喜悦的事情。
Not something that God is pleased with.
那么你说我不小心怎么办呢
？But if you were careless,
我不小心踩到人的脚。
I'm careless. I step on someone's feet.
把他的指甲弄破了。
And broke his toenail.
哎呀
！So painful.
我问他什么事啊
？I ask him what happened.
你还问什么事
？Then he said, "Why you still asking me?"
你的铁鞋踏在我的脚上。
Your iron shoe is upon my leg.
你还要问打你一巴掌
，I slap you.
那你只能被打了。
You have been slapped.
对了，对不起
，and say I'm sorry.
我是不故意的。
I didn't mean this.
刚才很多蚂蚁，我去踏一踏，以为把蚂蚁踏死，后来踏到你的脚。
I wanted to kill the ants, but I stepped on you instead.
那现在是他赦免你，或者你赦免他呢
？Now the forgiveness comes from him or from you.
因为你踏他。
You step on him,
他赦免你
so he must forgive you.
他打你一巴掌
but he slapped you.
所以你要赦免他
so you must forgive him.
结果人事问题来了
and the human problem comes.
自己的错不记得，别人错一直记得。
We don't remember our own errors. We only remember that of others.
我不过他一踏，你就打我一巴掌。
I just slap you by accident. You slap me.
你要知道，面皮比脚皮更贵的。
You know the face is more important than the feet.
你的脚皮我踏一踏，你把我面皮打一巴掌。
You slap me in the face.
当然是你得罪我了。
Of course, it's your fault.
他说不是这样讲的。
He will say no.
我为什么打？
Why did I?
因为你先踩我嘛。
Because you stabbed me first.
你是故意的。
You did it by purpose.
故意的吗
？Is it true?
你说不故意，他说不必再讲了，已经故意了，还要否认。
You are denying now.
所以现在你就欲秀才欲作兵，有理讲不清。
So no matter what reason you have, people don't want to listen.
满腾雾，你跳到黄河也洗不清。
No matter what you say, you cannot absolve the situation.
人事问题就来了。
These are human problems. From that day onwards,
每次见到你
every time the person see you,
马上转到别一方去
they will turn and go somewhere.
有一个新的弹簧在他的脸上
There's a new spring in the face.
每次你看见他
every time you see her,
你就讨厌他
Pit and go.
有几十年不好好做人了
For decades you have this. Why?
你不赦免我
You don't forgive me.
我不赦免你
I don't forgive you.
像中国跟日本一直几十年不清楚
Like China and Japan for years.
苏联跟美国几十年不清楚
Russia and United States.
然后呢这个台湾跟大陆也几十年不清。
台湾 and mainland China。
这个现在又加上俄国跟这个乌克兰又是不清楚。
Russia and Ukraine。
那么呢，这个西亚跟这个苏尼又不是清楚。
And the Sunni and the Shiites。
ISIS 跟传统的回教又不清不楚。
ISIS and the Muslims。
人什么时候有和平
？When will we have peace？
人不能和平。
We have no peace。
人不可能有和平。
Not possible。
人没有办法有和平。
No way。
除非真正明白这句话。
Unless we truly understand this。
你赦免人。
That you forgive others.
你才有资格说主啊赦免我。
Then you can ask God to forgive.
好像我赦免得罪我的人。
as I forgive my
debtors. 所以这里告诉我们的教训是什么呢？
The teaching here.
你既然被动蒙上帝赦罪之恩，
Since you have received passively the forgiveness of God.
你要主动去赦免那得罪你的人。
You must actively forgive those who offend against you.
否则你没有权柄继续享受上帝又再赦免你的事情。
Or you cannot enjoy this forgiveness from God.
这个教训太大了。
So this is a great teaching.
我们从小都知道主导文。
We know the Lord's Prayer since we
were young. 背主导文。
We have memorized it.
今年我74岁。
I am already 74.
我越来越发现里面太伟大了。
And I'm discovering its profoundness more and more.
我们可能有生之年说能明白的不过万分之一。
Perhaps we can only understand a minute part of this.
因为这个不是人的理论。
These are not human theories.
这个不是人的理想。
Not your ideals.
这是人的想法。
Or your thoughts.
这是神的话。
This is the word of God.
神的真理。
The truth of God.
但是我们越查经，我们越发现神真理的奥秘，神位格的伟大。
May we discover the greatness and profoundness of His truth the more we study.
我们灵性就会进步了。
Then our spirituality will grow.
当我发现神的伟大的时候
，When I discover how great God is.
愿你立心，愿你效法，愿你把我们的信仰放在我们行为中间表现出来。
Then I'm willing to manifest my faith in my lifestyle.
信心没有行为是死的。
For faith without work is dead.
当人得罪你的时候
，When you are offended,
你怎样
？How would you react?
你说我这个人就是这样。
That's the way I am.
你对我好，我就对你好。
I'm good to you, you're good to me.
你对我不好，我就比你更不好。
If you're bad to me, I'll be worse to you.
你加上了更，你在讲什么呢
？What are you talking about?
那表示你是坏蛋。
It means you're not a good person.
你是不容易饶恕别人。
You won't forgive others.
你给我鸡蛋，我给你鸭蛋。
You throw an egg at me, I throw an egg back.
你给我原子弹，我给你氢气弹。
I will do double what you give it to me.
大家一同完蛋。
In the end, we all die together.
你在甘愿。
Then you are happy.
如果你对我好，我就对你好。
You say, well, you're good to me, I'm good to you.
如果你对我不好，我就比你更不好。
If you are bad to me, I'll do it worse to you.
你听过这种话吗？
You heard words like this.
有没有听过？
Have you?
什么听过？你讲过。
You have said it, right?
为什么要更不好呢？
Why you want to be worse?
表示你的爱是被动的。
It means that your love is passive.
你对我好，
You're
good to me, 我就对你好。
So I respond.
你先给我鸭蛋吧。
You give me a good egg.
我给你鸡蛋吧。
Then I give you a chicken.
你要真对我好吧。
You must be good to me first, then I'll be good to you.
所以我对你的爱是被动，你懂不懂？
So my love to you is a passive one.
但如果你对我不好，我就更不好。你的恨是主动的，懂不懂？
But your hatred is an active one.
这就是人际关系的麻烦了。
This is the problem with relationship.
耶稣告诉我们，
Jesus tell us,
你要饶恕别人。
You must forgive others.
那你可以祷告。
Then you can pray.
天上的父啊。
Our Father in heaven,
饶恕我的罪，
forgive us our debts,
我饶恕别人的罪，
as I have forgiven the debts of God.
我也心里早已被饶恕每一个得罪我的人。
I have been prepared to forgive all who offend me.
但是我就不知道我如果得罪人不故意的人要不要饶恕，这是他的事情。
But I don't know whether others will forgive me for unintentional offense.
我告诉你一件很奇怪的事情。
I tell you something more strange.
有一次有一个老会友女的，她离开世界。
There was a lady member of my congregation who died.
一定要基督教给她做这个丧事仪式。
She wanted a Christian funeral.
那是她的孩子，一个信主，两个不信主。
But among her children, one is a Christian, two are not.
妈妈吩咐用基督教的丧礼。
Because the mother's will is that we have a Christian funeral.
不得不要顺从。
So they obeyed.
那我去主持葬礼的时候。
And when I conducted the funeral.
轮到他们唱歌的时候。
When they sang hymns.
我因为太阳晒得很热。
Because it was so hot.
我就跑到一个地方，有一些树叶，我在下面就那里躲避这个热头晒。
I went to the shade underneath a tree.
我想不到这件事得罪了他们了。
And it was offensive to them.
20年以后
，20 years later，
那个不信主的兄弟对我说
，The unbelieving brother said，
那一天我妈妈埋葬的时候，你为什么侮辱我们全家
？He said the day of my mother's funeral you humiliated my entire family。
我说没有啊
，I said no。
你还讲没有
？He said how dare you defend yourself？
那一天你站在我爸爸的坟墓见到我爸爸，你知道吗
？He said that day you're standing on my father's grave。
我在坟墓里面没有看到一个牌，这辈子谁的爸爸不可以站在上面
？I didn't see any sign that warned me against it。
你在坟墓里面站在哪里？哪里知道下面是谁呀
？Sometimes you don't know who you're standing on。
原来他就气我二十年。
He was angry for 20 years。
我莫名其妙。
I was most confused.
你侮辱过我的爸爸。
He said you insult my father.
你曾经打在我爸爸的坟墓上面。
Because you step on his grave.
你一方面埋葬我妈妈，一方面践踏我爸爸。
As you bury my mother, you step on my father.
我说 My God.
我说上帝。
主啊，你赦免我。
Forgive me.
我根本没有这个动机。
I didn't mean.
但我告诉你啊
，But I tell you，
人际关系是很难的。
Human relationship is most difficult.
劝你下面两句话。
So may I encourage you with two things.
人的关系弄坏是很容易的。
Very easy to spoil relationship.
坏了的关系弄好是很难的。
Very tough to repair broken relationship.
尽可能。
So try your best.
不要伤人。
Not to hurt others.
不要得罪人。
Not to offend others.
因为我们无形之中所讲的、所做的。
Sometimes indirectly the things we say or do.
可能人受的伤痕永远不要出去。
Will hurt others for a long time to come.
如果可能的话。
If it is at all possible.
谦卑。在主的面前
with humility before God，
好好赦免那些得罪我们的人。
We want to forgive those who have offended us。
你才有权柄对主说。
And you can say to the Lord，
主啊，赦免我的罪。
Forgive me my debt，
如同我赦免了别人。
As I have already forgiven others。
Amen，
Amen。
求上帝赐福给我们。
May God bless us all。
在地上好好做人。
That we live an upright life on earth。
就是基督与神和好。
To see the reconciliation between Christ and
God. 效法基督赦免别人的罪。
And follow his example and forgive others.
好，我们做一个好的儿女。
To be a good child of God.
一个和平的使者。
A ambassador of peace.
与人人和睦相处。
Live in harmony with others.
愿上帝赐福我们。
May God bless us all.
今天我这一节已经讲完了。
I have finished with this verse.
下个礼拜人生的第三个困难。
Next week, the third problem is humanity.
受试探的时候怎么样？
What do you do when you have temptation?
怎么抵挡魔鬼的诱惑？
How do you fight against the seduction of the devil?
世界各样罪恶的引诱。
And all kinds of seduction from the world.
你要祷告主啊。
You want to pray.
不要带领我们进入各样的试探。
Lead us not into temptation.
怎么了解主导文的第三大困难？
How do we understand this third challenge of the Lord's Prayer?
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May God bless us all.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们请杨长老带领我们祷告。
我们一起祷告。天父恩主，我们感谢主你的话语再一次提醒我们，当我们已经蒙恩得救以后，我们要效法我们的主耶稣基督来宽恕所有得罪我们的人，只有这样子我们才能够回到你的面前。求主你每一天每一时每一刻免我们的债，如同我们已经免了人的债。主啊，我们在你面前，我们得承认许多我们从经上所看到的道理看似容易，的确做出来的时候我们都是软弱的，但是主你告诉我们，我们是软弱，但是你是刚强的，在人是不可能的，在你凡事都能。
主啊，
求主叫我们谦卑可受教，叫我们不单只听到，我们更要行道。正如你仆人所说的，让我们彰显出上帝的荣耀、上帝的完美、上帝的爱在我们的生命里面，好叫别人看见我们的生命就认出我们的确是你的跟随者，而把荣耀归给在天上的父。当人的声音停止以后，让我们继续聆听主你圣灵在我们心里的说话。奉主耶稣基督的圣的名求祷告，阿门，
阿门。